Hi, this is Jenny, and you just called the Inspire Line. I just finished a beautiful run on the trails around my new home. I love it. And you know what I love best about running? It's my time to meditate. It's training for what shows up in life. I feel confident and ready because of the physical and the mental training that running offers me. Confident and ready. So I had a team member say to me recently, I need to be more confident to put myself out there, regardless of what people might think or say. But I'm still worried. What if I meet people who aren't as passionate about natural health and essential oils as me? They don't fully get it, or I seem pushy because they're not interested. I just want to feel more confident. Well, first of all, I want you to know that it's something that we all deal with. But here's what I think about confidence. If you wait until you feel confident to take action, you never will. You'll be sitting back waiting to feel more confident and never get started. Anything I have ever set out to do when I was starting something new, I didn't exactly go into it with a ton of confidence. For example, when I studied abroad in Spain, I hardly knew Spanish. I was terrified when I showed up. I almost had myself convinced that I wasn't going to stay for the semester, but I toughed out the first week and things got better. When I moved to Newfoundland, Canada to get my master's degree away from my family, not feeling super confident. When I first started working as a personal trainer, I was nervous about getting out there and applying everything I had learned for 6 years. When I started my online wellness business, I didn't know how to do a lot of technical things and I was wondering if I would be successful. But I pushed myself to learn and do those things anyway, and that's the key. You know, it's ironic. Developing confidence is about practicing confidence. So I want to give you a few tips right now to help you get past that fear and take action anyway. Step one is to go back to your why. What's your message? How are you showing up to help? What do you have to share and offer? What does it mean to you? Write down one or two things that you are passionate about and go and do them. Practice. You'll feel more confident when you're doing what you love, because when you spend more time acting on your passions, you'll feel more in sync with who you are and what uniquely lights you up. And along with that, focus on the people that you're helping. You know, if I show up with all the attention and concern on me, like, how do I look? Do I sound like I know what I'm talking about? Then guess what? I feel nervous. I'm not creative and things don't flow. But when I put the attention out and on them and how I can help, it's all good. Step two is to be prepared. Sometimes we do have to take that big leap, but there is a certain amount of learning and training that you have to commit to so that you have the tools in your belt to go teach a class, mentor a new builder, lead a meeting. So ask yourself, what do I need to do to get ready? Because you're only afraid of what you don't know. And learning and practicing will help you feel more confident. Just like going out for that training run that makes me feel more confident and ready. Step three is do what you say you're going to do. Your words have a lot of power, especially if you say them with intention and integrity. And as you become mindful of what you say you're going to do and back that up with action, it will help you trust yourself more. That will extend into your business, your health goals, your workout, your relationships, and your life. And finally, step four, this is simple. You look yourself in the eye in the mirror and you say, you've got this. And on the flip side of that, you have to challenge your negative assumptions about your capabilities and your competence. Challenge the way that you have been thinking about yourself and your circumstances by getting out of that mold of believing I can't, and let your new mantra be I can. So move now. Step one, remember your why and focus on them. Step two, be prepared and train. Three, do what you say you're going to do. And step four, look yourself in the eye and say, you've got this. And keep going, because your life and business are an adventure, and I know that you can do anything. Talk to you soon.